This is Notes from a Native Daughter. I am Sol Daniela. Today is Friday, November 4th of 2016, and this is a letter to President Barack Obama, the Hello Men. Dear Mr. President, what a wild, wild world we have in our hands these days. My heart is always with artists, because no one like them to express quagmire. T.S. Eliot's The Hello Men says it best right now. Its epic last line, "This is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper," resounds as imminent. So many things ailing the world, and Lord knows there are many, and I know you are very cognizant of what these are. I was relieved to see your segment on Now This. I can tell by your countenance that you are exhausted, President Obama. And I feel you. I am with you. The enormity of all that is unfolding is simply mind-boggling. But I have a grievance. The situation ensuing as a result of the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline is to me the most telling of metaphors at a global scale. I am dismayed and embarrassed by the lack of urgent action by our government in condemning such appalling behavior against the Native American nations. It strikes me cold to see a wide disconnect between your administration's claims to support climate change and environmental policy to save humanity and the allowance of the Dakota Access Pipeline construction at this particular time in United States and world history. Time and again, we learn that pipelines crack, explode, and spill to the cost of human life and to the detriment of Mother Nature. As I see it, this is no longer about one water reservation at stake. Overall, in the big scheme of things, we, the people, have nowhere else to run. We are being bullied, and the stench of the feces of greed is asphyxiating us slowly, slowly, slowly. The other issue emerging out of our mess is white supremacy, and it is terrifying. White supremacy appears to be alive and well by the looks and sounds of this disgraceful presidential election campaign. The succinct example in all its glory, seeing the Bundys get acquitted while we watch Native Americans get punished. And so it has come to pass that Lady Liberty's robe has torn at the seams by thousands of people grabbing onto it in the pursuit of liberty and justice for all. But alas, the wind is blowing, and Lady Liberty's robe has unfurled, people are falling, and our dirty ass is showing for everyone to see. A whimper indeed. Respectfully yours, Sol Daniela Rivera Lopez, woman, woman of color, Latina, Puerto Ricana, U.S. citizen.